assignment is to activate this in the courts of heaven in your life. Are you ready?
拉比说，我的任务就是在天上的法庭为你的生命启动这些，那么你准备好了吗？惠总齐声回答说，是的。拉比说，请你们起立，请线上一起收看的家人们也站起来。
The very first word I ever received, I was at Grace Church in Redmond, Washington, Pastor Steve Gutzler, and a Jewish prophet came down and sat down, put his arm around me, and said to me, he said, son, I need to tell you this, and I didn't know who it was. He said, you're always somewhere in Psalm 23.
拉比说，我第一个领受到对我所说先知性的预言，是在我初信主的时候的教会中，有一位我不认识的犹太先知走向我，用他的背膀环绕着我说，我必须告诉你，此去你总是会在诗篇二十三篇的场景当中。
Started to prophesy to him. I was newly saved. All I know is whatever he was saying was making me cry. I just wept.
接着他就开始向着刚得救的我发预言，那么我只知道，不管他说什么，我不是在哭，就是啜泣。
Night, somewhere in Psalm 23, and where you are is at the end of the verse, you are at the table of the Lord.
而今天晚上，你也在诗篇二十三篇的场景当中，但是是在这个诗篇的后段，也就是在神为你摆设的宴席上。
Decree this out together. In order to get to the table, you have to agree with that the fact that he is your shepherd and you shall not want anything else. Amen?
所以接下来我们要一起做一些宣告，因为在你来到天父的宴席之前，你必须承认他是你的牧者，你必不至于缺乏，对吗？
You would say with me, the Lord my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以我们一起来宣告，主耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside the still waters.
带我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul. Leads me in paths of righteousness, namesake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
I walk through the valley of shadow of death.I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
For he is within me. Your rod and your staff shall comfort me.
因为主与我同在，他用他的竿、他的杖安慰我。
Prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人的面前，你为我摆设宴席。
You anoint my head with oil.My cup runs over.
你用油膏了我的头，使我福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy follow me. Dwell in the house of the Lord.
神的恩惠慈爱随着我，我一生一世都要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。拉比说，今晚你要跟我们一起宣告，因为你的宣告都会被记录在天上的法庭。我们继续一起宣告。
I am.Passing the test of the valley of death.
我已经经过死荫幽谷的考验。
Shall fear no evil.
我不怕遭害。
I'm here at God's table promotion.
此刻我正在为了我被提升坐在主的宴席中。
I receive it.
我领受。
Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，请坐。
We began this fall feast season. The Lord gave me a word. He said,You need to set the church free from its lukewarmness.
在我们开始准备这个秋天节期的时候，神给我一个启示，就是你要去传讲，使教会脱离他们不冷不热的状况。
We went to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 18 and 19.
那个时候，我们去查考启示录三章十八十九节。但是有人告诉我说，我不觉得我是不冷不热的。那么也有人告诉我说，你怎么知道他们是不冷不热的呢？那比如说，我要给你七个现象。如果你有这些问题，那么你肯定正在不冷不热的状况中。
One is difficulty with a consistent prayer life.
第一，就是你没有办法有一个持续的祷告生活。持续的祷告生活代表从早到晚你会有多次的祷告。
If you go days without praying, you're battling lukewarmness.
如果你有几天没有祷告了，你就是在与不冷不热的状况征战。
Struggling to study and meditate on God's word.
第二，对于读经和默想神的话有困难。
Third, worldly priorities, where everything takes priority over God's kingdom and His and the things we're called to do.
第三，排错了优先次序，把世界上的事排在神国度以及神要你去完成的事情之前。
Or a lack of compassion and love for others.
第四，缺乏怜悯，也不容易去爱别人。
Compromise with sin.
第五，对罪的妥协。
Six.A fear of persecution and rejection, trying to avoid and hide your Christianity.
第六，害怕被迫害或者是被拒绝，而隐藏自己基督徒的身份。
Seventh, lack of spiritual fruit.
第七点，没有属灵的果实。那比如说，以上这些现象，对于我所观察在我自己国家当中呈现在基督肢体身上的现象，还蛮准确的。也许不是全部，少说也有四到五个。以下就是这些现象的解药。启示录三章十八、十九节这里说，劝你向我买火炼的金子。这些我们已经进行过了，我们知道这火炼的金子就是来自神的智慧，这是炼金的烈火，使我们富足。十八节他继续说，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。那么拉比就提到，在赎罪日我们所进行的就是受浸在神的公义中，使我们如同被罪所染红的外袍转化成神公义的白衣。十八节最后说，又要买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。十九节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
That's what we've been doing during this fall feast.Is losing the fear of shame or identity as one needs to repent from condemnation into conviction.
拉比说，这就是秋天节期以来我们所做的，为需要悔改的事情去认罪，而不是被定罪，除去我们害怕羞耻以及这样的身份。
That actually brings a healthy revelation that we need a lifestyle of repentance, not legalism.
这为我们带来一个健康的启示，就是。我们需要有一个悔改的生活习惯，但这不是律法主义。
And that we need the Lord's mercies every morning, and great is His faithfulness.
因为我们要明白，每天早晨我们都需要神的慈爱，还有神极广大的信实。
Would you say Amen?
我们一起说 Amen. 我们一起来宣告。
Thank you, Lord, for correcting my path, my choices. Choose to follow You. I am zealous. Repent in Yeshua's name.
主啊，谢谢你纠正我所走的路，还有我的选择。我选择要跟随你，要发热心，要悔改，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Repentance is my GPS to arrive at God's coordinates.
悔改就是我的卫星导航仪，带领我走向神给我的道路。
Brief review from Rosh Hashanah.
拉比说，我们再来看一下，我们从 Rosh Hashanah 新年吹角节到现在，我们已经完成了什么？我们来看启示录的三章二十到二十二节。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Hey Lord, heart is open.
我们跟主说，主啊，我的心门已经打开了。而且此刻在大卫之家祝棚节的聚会上，神为我们摆设宴席，我们正与他一同坐席。然后二十一节，得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
This is the key on my throne.
这里说赐他宝座与我同坐，这就是关键。
It is an increase of authority.
这是权柄的加增。
Why?If you had sickness and disease sitting out someplace else, you don't even have to ask for prayer. Just change the position and the alignment sitting next to him in the throne. You sit that close to God, your body is going to manifest healing.
那比如说想象你身上有疾病，那么原来你离天父的宝座是远远的，这时候你只要透过对齐改变你的位置，坐到天父宝座的右边，你如此靠近神，神的医治大能自然会彰显在你的身上。
Oh, someone should give the Lord a hand clap.
我们该给神来一个掌声。二十二节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Decree with me, say I am reset your throne room, your Lord.
主啊，我 我在你的宝座前被重置，谢谢主。
What we're doing is we're just going into the courts of heaven, into your book, and we're going to check off that you have done everything the Lord's asked you to do. May it be recorded.
拉比说，现在我们已经在天上法庭，打开属于你的册子，去看是不是你已经做到神要你做的每一件事。当我们检查完了之后，愿这些被记录在册上。
Lord, may it be written in my books.
我们说，主啊，请让这些都被记录在我的册上。出埃及记23:14-15这里说，一年三次你要向我守节，你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚比月内所定的日期吃无酵饼七天，谁也不可以空手朝见我，因为你是这个月出了埃及。
Say, Lord, I am leaving Egypt. Hellenized thinking.
我们一起来宣告说，主啊，我离开埃及以及希腊化的思维。
You gotta leave it this year.
拉比说，我告诉你们，你们今年一定要脱去这种希腊化的思维，也一定要离开困住你的埃及。
Say, I'm leaving.
我们一起宣告说，我要离开。
So you need to have spiritual Hebraic thought.
所以你需要有属灵的希伯来思维。
Lord, you call me times a year. Be recorded my books. I'm here.
我们一起说，主啊，你要我一年三次守节，请记录在天上的册子，我做到了。此刻我正在守祝棚节。
Say, I'm here with gifts. I would never approach the Lord empty-handed.
我们再宣告，主啊，我是带着礼物来朝见你的，因为我永远不会空手朝见我的神。那么在出埃及记23:16这里说，你又要守收割节，所收的是你田间所种劳碌得来粗熟之物，并在年底收藏，要守收藏节。
I'm part of the latter rain in gathering, end of the year, in the end time.
那我们来宣告说，就是在年底收藏的时候，有份的人。17节，一切的男丁要在一年三次朝见主耶和华。
I am obedient with great joy, honor my father's table. When he invites me, I will come, great honor, his honor.Currency of heaven.
我们一起宣告说，主啊，我是在基督的喜乐中顺服，并且来尊荣天父的宴席。当主邀请我来赴席的时候，我会带着极大的荣幸来赴宴，因为尊荣是天国的货币。拉比说，有听众问我们说，耶稣也欢庆祝棚节吗？我们可以看到约翰福音7:37-39，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，要从他的腹中流出活水江河来。读到这里，拉比说，现在你要将你的手放在你的心上。
Say, Father GodI make a request. Your word says, I have not, because I ask not. Tonight, in the spirit, rivers, living water, flow out of my heart.
主啊，你说，我还没有得到，是因为我没有求。那么现在，我就请求你，让这活水的江河从我的心中涌出。
From the fourth dimension, from the courts of heaven.
从第四维度，从天上的法庭流出来。
Not only did he ask you to sit next to him on the throne in the courts of heaven, but now the river that flows out of the courts of heaven, he's making you a vessel so it pours out of you so that wherever you go, you transport the glory.
看，从经文中到现在，我们知道神不仅是要求我们在天上的法庭坐在他的右边，现在他要你成为从天上法庭流出这活水江河的器皿，以至于不管你到哪里去，这个活水江河会从你流出来。不管你在哪里，你就像神荣耀的载体一样，把神的荣耀带到那里去。
Come on, give them a shout.
我们给神一个呼喊。39节，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
I can't stress this enough, prophecy.If you're not a student of Bible prophecy,
拉比说，我不能够再强调圣经预言的重要性。为什么圣经的预言和它的成就这么重要呢？特别是当你到以色列去，你会发现圣经上关于以色列的预言都是真的。
If you really want to strengthen your faith in God that He's real, know that God literally fulfills scripture and prophecy because he is not a man that he should lie.
如果你要强韧你的信仰，知道神真的是那位真神，就去看圣经中神会留意他的预言，并且要成就，因为神是不会说谎的。
He will fulfill prophecy down to the minute detail. Then when he tells you that by his stripes that you are healed, you are healed.
如果神能够将他的预言执行到极其细微的细节，那么当他说因着我的鞭伤你已经得医治了，那么你就得医治了。
Difficult if you don't understand the track record. Let's call it the resume.
但是如果你没有概念神是怎么样在成就他的预言，也就是你不了解神的履历表，那么你的信心就会不足，就没有办法领受应许要成就的。所以我们来看马太福音21:1-3，看看神预言的成就。
Listen to this. I want you to see the patterns, but I want you to say I'm going deeper.
听着，我要你从经文上看到他的模式，但是你要告诉自己，我要更深入一些。
Because I have a seer anointing.
因为你要对自己说，我是有先见的恩膏的。
And I can see through that fourth dimension.
可以看进这第四维度。
And I can understand through the fourth dimension.
而且我可以了解第四维度。我们来看经文第一节开始，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其，在橄榄山那里。耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处，你们解开牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他。
Go ahead and look at your neighbor and right now online say and the Lord has need of you.
请你现在看着旁边的人说主要用你。
The Lord has need of you.
是的，主要用你。接着经文说，那人必立时让你们前来。
This is during the last week of his ministry on earth.
这是耶稣在世上服事的最后一周。
And Yeshua is deliberately fulfilling scripture before he dies.
那么耶稣实际在他死前，他都还在成就圣经对他的预言。
Can't say, well, I'll leave it to the next guy that comes.
他不会说，哦，关于那些预言，我留给下一个人来成就吧。
See the pattern.All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying.
接下来你要注意他的模式哦，因为这些事的成就是要应验先知的话。他说
，Tell the daughter of Zion.
去对锡安的女子说。
Why the daughter?
为什么是女子呢
？Listen, listen, 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 listen. Are you hearing me in the spirit?
拉比不断地强调说，听我说，听我说，听我说，你要在灵里听我解释。
He's saying to the daughter, not the son. He's saying to who? He's saying to the bride.
他对锡安的女子，而不是男子说话。为什么是女子呢？因为他在对心腹说话。
Speaking to you, the bride. Come on, men. Don't get weird on me.
他在对你们，对他的心腹说话。拉比也说，男士们，你们不要觉得我很奇怪。说什么呢？他说，看啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
What is this a picture of?
这看起来像什么呢？
Loose the donkey, Israel.
解开这只驴子，以色列。
Loose the covenant of Abraham.
解开那个与亚伯拉罕所立的盟约。
Loose it and bring the baby with it, the one new man.
解开它，并且带上合一新人这个婴孩。
Loose Israel and loose the Gentiles and bring them. But in this season, I'm going to bring the biggest sign. As they say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord save us, I'm going to ride in because I'm transferring the burden of this message to the Gentiles.
放开以色列，也放开外邦人，把他们一起带来。但是在这个季节，我要带来一个更大的预兆，就是当他们说何撒那何撒那，主啊救我们，我要骑着驴驹子进来，因为我要把这个信息的担子转移给外邦人。
Say Lord, I can see it.
我们对主说，主，我看见了。第六节，门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。那么众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。
Because when you are subject of the king, you pay homage by laying out the red carpet. And they didn't have a red carpet, but they're saying, Hosanna! Hosanna ben David! Hosanna, son of David, save us!
那么为什么他们要把衣服脱下来铺在地上呢？因为照惯例，当欢迎君王进来的时候是要铺红毯的，但是因为他们没有红毯，所以他们用自己的衣服铺在地上。那么他们举着手说 Hosanna, Hosanna, 大卫的子孙救我们吧。
And they laid down their robes, they laid down whatever they had, because they recognized him that there was a king coming.
他们把他们的衣服脱下来铺在路上，把树枝砍下来铺在路上，因为他们知道他们所迎进来的这一位是君王。那么拉比就提到，如果你穿的外套越贵，要把它脱下来铺在地上，对你来说就是越挣扎越困难的事。第九节，前后随行的众人喊着说，何塞纳何撒那归于大卫的子孙，那奉主名来的是应当称颂的。用希伯来语就是 Baruch haba b'shem Adonai， 高高在上何撒那。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城就惊动了。那么这个何城惊动了，就是指众人的情绪都很高昂，激动像地被震动了一般。十一节，众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
So they were moved. They saw Zechariah's prophecy being fulfilled, but they didn't understand the prophecy. They didn't expect it, so they labeled him a prophet, and they missed Messiah.
所以他们被震动了，他们看到先知撒加利亚的预言被成就了，但是因为他们不懂那个预言，他们没有正确的期待，所以他们说耶稣是加利利拿撒勒的先知，所以他们错失了认知耶稣是弥赛亚。
Why theology and doctrine and prophecy and knowing the word in this hour is so important because it can ride in on a colt and you miss it.
这是为什么神学和学说、预言以及看懂神的话的能力这么重要？因为先知撒加利亚明明就预言你们的君王会骑着驴驹子进来，那么他们看见了。但是他们还是错过了。
I want to talk to you right now about your table, your day, your needs, your wants, your desires.
但现在我要跟你谈的是属于你的宴席、你的日子、你的需要、你的渴望。
Because this is the feast of your joy.
因为这是你喜乐的节期。
You're going to come down and come under these chuppahs here, and you're going to take communion.
等一下，会众们都要来到这个棚子之下，在棚子下。领圣餐。
You're going to make decrees. You're going to seal it. You're going to bring your seed. Your word and your seed are going to come in agreement on the highest holy day. And the Lord is going to multiply in your books all protection and provision that you need.
你要做出宣告和声明，然后你要封存他们。你会带来你财物的种子，于是你所宣告的话语种子和你财物的种子。在这个至圣的日子要一起认同，那么在你的册上神要记录，神要倍增你所需要的保护和供应。拉比提到最近关注我们事工的人大量增加，大家领受了这个真理，在节期我们撒种的时刻，同一个时段大量涌入撒种的人数暴增，让我们的载体不甚负荷，所以这几周我们已经更换了新的载体，使大家不会错过这个撒种的时机，就是将你话语的种子和财务的种子同时沉到天上法庭。
So this is the word of the Lord. Say, I'm ready.
所以以下是神给我们的话，我们一起宣告说，我已经准备好领受神的话语了。
Psalm 118:24-26.
我们来看诗篇118:24-26，这是耶和华所定的日子。
Can you feel it?
你感受到了吗？
This is your day.
这是神为你所定的日子。
You need to hit that share button because there's somebody that you know who needs to feel it as well.
你需要将这个信息也分享给别人，因为他们也需要感受到你所感受到的。
You don't know, it may be too late for them to feel it tomorrow.
现在就分享，因为也许明天对某一些人来说就太迟了。
No one's promised tomorrow, right now.
就是现在。因为没有人可以保证明天会怎样。
We will rejoice, be glad in the day.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
We will say Hosanna, save now, O Lord.
在其中，我们要说 Hosanna， 耶和华啊，求你拯救。现在我们就来说
，I pray, O Lord, I pray.Send now prosperity.
我现在就要这样呼求说，耶和华啊，求你使我们亨通。
Wow, they had prosperity preachers back then.
拉比说 ，Wow, 你看，难道那个时候就已经有成功神学的布道了吗？那么会众哗然大笑。
See, the problem is you have been taught by religious leaders that prosperity isn't a good thing for you.And it's not a good thing for them because if you come become prosperous, they can't control you.
拉比说，你看，因为你总是接收到这些宗教人士告诉你，亨通昌盛不是件好事。为什么呢？因为当你亨通又昌盛的时候，对他们才不是件好事，因为他们不能控制你了。
Lord has to prosper you.
神定义要使你亨通，使你昌盛的。
He wants to prosper you in this season because you have an apostolic assignment to go into all the seven mountains of influence. We got about a six-year window of time, and we better start yesterday, starting to shift what's happening in this world.
神要使你亨通，因为在这个季节，神要给你使徒性的任务，派你到七个有影响力的山头上。拉比说，我们大概还有六年的时间，巴不得我们过去已经有这样的认知，并且开始为现在和此去我们所要面临的状况做出改变，还有采取可以逆转情势的行动。
Otherwise, the globalists are going to win.
不然全球主义者就会取胜于我们。
I'm telling you, they're not going to win because mightier the he that's in us than he that's in the world.
拉比说，但是我告诉你，他们不会胜过我们的，因为那在我里面的比世界都大。
But if you're gonna do it, you're gonna have to do it in the fourth dimension with his prosperity, his plan, his protection, his angels, his word, his power in Yeshua's name.
但是如果你要做，你得进到第四维度，在第四维度当中领受神给你的昌盛。神给你的计划，神给你的保护，神为你的任务派出他的天使，为你效力，在第四维度中领受神的话语，领受他的能力，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Little phrase that we heard there. Why is it important? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
为什么有一个说法，就是说，那奉主名来的是应当称颂的，这句话这么重要。
Blessed you from the house of the Lord.Jesus himself said in Matthew 23:39, For I tell you, speaking to Israel.
我们从主的家来祝福我们的长兄，因为在马太福音23:39，主对以色列说
Speaking to Jewish DNA.
他是对那些有犹太人的血脉的人这样说
I want everyone that has Jewish blood in here to stand up.
拉比对现场的会众说，请现场在血脉当中有犹太人基因的会众们站起来。
We're going to fulfill prophecy in this room right now.
我们现在就要在这个圣所成就神的预言。
You're online at chat line and say, I'm a Jew.
如果在线上收听的人有犹太人的血脉，你也可以留言说我是犹太人。
I know people are afraid of that. I get that. The Lord's going to protect you.
拉比说，我知道你害怕这样做，但是神会保护你。
To the Jews, he says, For I tell you, Jewish people, you will see me again.No more until you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name."
神对犹太人说：“我告诉你们，从今以后，你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。”
Jewish house. This is house of David. This is Bet David.
此刻这个会堂是有犹太人的圣堂，这里是大卫之家。
We're one new man. To Tim is First Nations.
这里是犹太人。外邦信徒所组成合一新人的圣会，像提姆牧师，他就具有原住民的血统。
Right now on the biblical year 5784, every Jew in this house and every Jew on that in the network is standing right now.
而在神的历5784年的此刻，在这个会堂中的犹太人以及从网络上加入我们的犹太人，都在这个会堂中站立。
And we're going to say this with me, please.
请你们跟着我一起这样说
Ruchababa Bashem Adonai
这是希伯来文奉主的名应当称颂的
Just said it.
我们已经宣告了
Father God in the name of Yeshua every Jew that stood here and said and decreed Ruchababa Bashem Adonai
天父在这个会堂中站立的犹太人，我们都宣告 Baruch haba b'shem Adonai，
We will now see you，
现在我们可以见你了。
We will now see you，
耶稣，现在我们可以见你了。
Father God， we decree and declare that the time to favor Zion is now。
天父，我们宣告和声明，这就是你眷顾锡安的时刻。
God is the Lord and he has given us light。And he has bound the sacrifice with cords on the horns of the altar.
神，你是我们的主，你给我们光明，并且将祭物绑在祭坛的脚上。
You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you.
你是我的神，我要赞美你。你是我的神，我要高举你。
Give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his mercies.Endure forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
We decree that Yeshua prophesied, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, one who kills the prophets and stones those who sent her.
我们现在要宣告主耶稣所说的话，在马太福音23:37，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
Often have I wanted to gather you together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. You were not willing.
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
See, your house is left desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say.
看哪，你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。我告诉你们，从今以后你们不得再见我，只等到你们说。
Would you say with me, all the Jews in the house, and that all the Jews in the house is, if you're grafted in and you're born again, you are part of the Israel of God. If you would all please stand, every single person online, you're watching from China to South Africa, if you would stand now.
老毕说，请你们和我一起说，就是此刻在会堂当中，所有的犹太人和所有重生得救。属于这位以色列的神在灵里被嫁接回以色列家，请你们也站起来，还有从网络上收看收听的犹太人，以及在灵里成为神家中的人的你们，不管你从非洲、中国或者是世界上任何一个角落收看收听，都请你站起来。
Power of the word that aligns with God's word is these words.
我们要宣告出与神的话语对齐，带下大能的话语就是
Father God, we decree and declare it's the household of faith, Israel of God, one new man, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai.
天父，我们宣告和声明，以以色列的神为我们神这个信仰的大家庭中作为合一的新人，我们说 Baruch haba b'shem Adonai.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Let's give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。请坐。
Can we settle the issue between Jews and Gentiles in the courts of heaven once and for all?
接着拉比说，我们可不可以来到天上法庭，一次性的永远解决犹太人和外邦人之间的问题？
See, there's a mystery of the one new man.
知道。有奥秘隐藏在合一新人这个真理中。
But we can't settle it in a letter, and I can't do it in the written word. I have to do it speaking, because in Psalm 119:130 says, "The entrance of your word gives liberty."
那比如说，我们没有办法用文字在字里行间的解释来解决这些问题，我必须用说的，因为在诗篇119:130这里说。你的言语一解开就发出亮光，那么另外一个版本说，你的话语一发出就使我们自由。
In Isaiah 10:27 it says it's the anointing of the spoken word that removes the burden and destroys the yoke, the power of God.
以赛亚书10:27这里说，宣告和声明的恩膏除去你的担子，以神的大能破坏辖制你的重轭。
It translates out in the Greek that faith cometh by hearing, but it really says faith cometh by rhema.
从希腊文的诠释就是， 信心是从听到而来的，但他实际上是在说信心是来自 Rhema。
Rhema，
我们一起说 Rhema。
It doesn't come just by reading, confessing. It comes by Rhema. Say Rhema.
不是单靠读或者是被说服，而是靠圣灵透过你读神的话的时候给你的 Rhema。
Rhema is a spoken word, and we're at this time to have a Rhema fest, divine revelation that goes deeper in teaching.
Rhema 是神感动我们的话语，此时我们要有一个为得到 Rhema 而做的禁食，好叫我们从 Rhema 里面得到属天的启示，这样的启示会比任何的教导更深的进到我们里面。
1 Corinthians 1:21，
我们来看哥林多前书1:21，世人凭着自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
Hearing me? We want everything unpacked in small little dotes, little snippets. There's times like this when the word of God, you need to have a word war.
那比如说你听到我说什么了吗？我们喜欢把事情拆解成一小段一小段，但是是时候像现在你要为神的话语兴起一场文字的征战。
You need to have an invasion. I didn't write these words that I'm going to read. The Apostle Paul did. He had an assignment speaking to the Romans and speaking to the church at Ephesus.
你需要被神的真理入侵。那么以下我要读的这些话不是我写的，是使徒保罗写给罗马人以及对着以弗所的教会所说的话。
So you can't complain that it's you can't stone the prophet because it's not my prophecy, it's Paul's.
你不能用石头丢我，因为这是保罗的预言，不是我的。
God, in the name of Yeshua, I send this word deep into the spirit of every man, woman, and child to break that spirit of replacement theology and that spirit of Constantine of false reform that has brought the church out of alignment.
天父奉耶稣基督的名，接下来我要说的这些话要进入每一个听到的男士、女士、孩童他们的灵里面，去破除一切取代神学以及康斯坦丁大帝错误的促成这些背后的灵，导致教会进入一个错误的对齐。
Destroyed and made the traditions of God and the word of God of no effect.
破坏了神透过你的指示一代传一代的传统，以及使神的话语没有果效。
Yeshua's name.
用耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray right now, Father God, for an anointing as a prophet out of Zion to be able to put into remembrance, Lord, your word that Paul spoke.
主，现在我求你恩膏，我出于喜安的先知，能够让你纪念使徒保罗所说的话。
She was named.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This will release inheritance, peace, and prosperity in your life.
接着这些话所带来的真理，会在你的生命当中释放你的产业、平安与昌盛。
If you're comfortable, I want you just to raise your right hand.
如果可以，我要请你举起你的右手。
And just say, Father God, I receive these scriptures.
然后一起宣告说，天父，我领受这些经文。
May they be engraved on my heart.
愿他们被刻在我的心板上。
Communicate them to others.
以致我可以清楚有条理的跟别人分享。
I'm going to start in Romans 11. I'm not going to mention the chapter and verse because I just want to bombard the atmosphere of your souls with God's truth.
我要从罗马书11开始。我不会带到这是第几章第几节，因为我要一气呵成的读完，用这些经节的真理攻破你心里不对的氛围。
I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, speaking of the Jews, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles.
我且说他们失脚，就是指犹太人失脚，是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是，反倒因为犹太人的过失，救恩便临到外邦人。
How much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry, by any means may provoke to jealousy those of my flesh and save some of them.
若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？我对你们外邦人说这些话，因为我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发愤， 好救他们一些人。
For if their being cast away is reconciliation of the world, what is their acceptance but life from the dead?
若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好。他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？
For if the first fruits is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, then so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being of a wild olive tree were grafted in amongst them, with them become partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches.
所现的心面若是圣洁，军团也就圣洁了。树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。若有几根枝子被折下来，你这野橄榄枝得接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥枝。
But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you.
你不可以向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。
You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief. They were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, fear, for if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either.
你若说那枝子被折下来是特为叫我结上，不错，他们因为不信，所以被折下来，你因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。
Therefore, consider the goodness and the severity of God on those who fell to severity, but toward you goodness, if you continue in His goodness. Otherwise, you will be cut off, and they also, if they do not continue in unbelief.Will be grafted in from God, for God is able to graft them in again.
可见神的恩慈和严厉，向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你要被砍下来。而且他们若不是长久不信，人要被接上，因为神能够把他们重新接上。
For if you were cut out of an olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted in to their own olive tree? For I desire, brethren, of all denominations, that you not be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should become wise in your own opinion.
你是从那天生的野橄榄上砍下来的。并且逆着性得接在好橄榄上，何况这本树的枝子要接在本树上呢？弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明。
Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and all Israel will be saved. It is written, a deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等外邦的人数填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救，如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪孽。
For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins, says the Lord.
主说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。
Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning their election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet now you have obtained mercy through their disobedience. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they have obtained mercy.
就这福音说他们为你们的缘故是仇敌，但就着拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的，因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服神，如今他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续。这样，他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的连续，现在也就蒙连续。因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。
Oh, the depth and the riches of both the wisdom and the knowledge of God, and how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
神哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Or who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid him.
谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？是谁先给了他？是他后来偿还呢？
Or of him, through him, to him, all things, to whom the glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Who will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her? Yes, the set time.Is now.
神啊，你必起来连续喜安，因为现在是眷顾他的时候，时候已经到了。
I need you to stand.
请会众起立。
I don't know why that's confusing. It's perfectly clear.
拉比说，使徒保罗说的这么清楚，但是我不知道为什么人们有这么多的困惑。
Set time has come because we're in a church in the middle of the Bible Belt of the United States with Jews and Gentiles saying Baruch Abba Hashem Adonai.On the Feast of Tabernacles.
拉比说，连续锡安，眷顾锡安的时候，就是现在，因为在圣经的纽带当中，在他的国家，此刻，也就是祝棚节的时候，有犹太人和外邦信徒一起站在会堂里，大声的宣告 Baruch Haba Basham Adonai, 那奉主名来的是应当称颂的。